I am so glad you are listening today. Thank you for being out there. Welcome, my friends, to the Side Hustle School Show, Side Hustle School Podcast specifically. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is our weekly segment known as Where Are They Now? We also call it Throwback Thursday. I couldn't decide when I first started the segment which name to use, so I kind of just used both of them. So throwback, we're going to do a little throwback, look at someone that was on the podcast at one point, either through a case study or a question or something, and kind of see what's changed, what they've learned, and so on. Last week, we heard from a Chicago car parts reseller. Before that, it was someone hosting children's birthday parties. And this guy last week, the car parts reseller, after his first couple years scouring junkyards for deals, he now sources most of his goods online. So that was last week. Today, in our latest feature, we'll hear from a freelance screenplay editor in Hollywood. And after being successful with several big scripts of his own, he starts a sideline during the pandemic to consult on scripts from other aspiring screenplay wordsmiths. So what has happened since we first featured Max? Let's hear directly from him. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap-up.
My name is Max, and I've been a freelance screenplay editor for the past 2 years. I fell into this line of work by accident. I was working as a screenwriter and had a few friends who were struggling with their own scripts. They asked if I could give them some feedback, and before I knew it, I was editing scripts for them on a regular basis. I started to enjoy it more than my own writing, since I'd been feeling a bit burned out after working on a long project. It's been an exciting and challenging journey so far. I already knew a lot about the film industry and the art of storytelling, but the most important lesson I've learned in consulting is the power of being adaptable. You never know what kind of project you'll get or what kind of notes the writer will need. Being able to work with different styles and genres is essential in this line of work. In my day job, such as it is, one big highlight was working on a script that was later optioned by a big production company. It was such a thrill to see my work come to life on the big screen. In the side hustle, that's what I'm trying to help other writers achieve. It's hard for me to resist the urge to take over and do their rewrites for them, since that's not really my role. I know that a good coach or consultant helps their client develop to the best of their own abilities, so I'm happy to have a small hand in whatever success they achieve. If someone else wants to start this kind of business, here's what they should know first. First and foremost, you need to be a great reader and a strong communicator. Even if you know how a script can be improved, you have to really work on how to communicate that info. Remember, no one can read your mind, which is frustrating. You also need to be able to give constructive feedback in a way that's helpful and not discouraging to the writer. Another important aspect of the job is being able to work with deadlines. Screenplays are often needed quickly, so being able to turn around a project in a timely manner is essential. You also need to be organized and keep good records, as you'll likely be working with multiple writers at the same time. Finally, networking is key. Get involved in the film community, attend events and workshops, and make connections with writers, producers, and other industry professionals. This will help you find new clients and stay up to date on industry trends. Overall, being a freelance screenplay editor has been a rewarding experience. I love the creative challenge of working on different scripts and the satisfaction of helping writers bring their stories to life. Thanks for letting me share my story. Keep up the good work.
Big thanks to Max for sharing his updates with us. Listeners, let me know what you think, who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories and so many different questions, so many different case studies, other kinds of features. It's just fun to go through the archives and pull some updates. If you have a question or an update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. This is still very much a listener-supported podcast. I really want to be on the pulse of what's important to you. So let me know. In today's show notes, sidehustleschool.com/2266, 2266. All right, that's it for now. My name's Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.